the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me, without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask, now what becomes of liquid they consume? A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse. In case of anti-gravity, P gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me, without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered on the quest for frontiers new, I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me. To know the greatest heroes, they had to shit and pee. The intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. For cosmic constipation, there's none that can compare. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars.
I sit next to you, do you matter? Help me with a point or two, help me matter. Help me map to walk on by, help me matter. A desert flood and a hole in the sky, help me matter. I don't make a fuss, can't do because I'm just another loner sitting next to you on the bus. Yes, I am, ma'am. 3,000 acres of forest today, half a leather. Felled and killed, evaporates away, heavy weather. Drifting north, the deluge breaks, I said, mother. You Swedish lakes all together. And if you make a fuss, I'll get you faster because I'm bulldog English loony sitting next to you on the bus. Yes, I am, ma'am. I'm bulldog English loony sitting next to you on the bus. Yes, I am, ma'am.
Just a loony on the bus. yesterday. I was flicking through the channels on the telly, as you do, and one of the music channels popped up on the old Freeview box, and to my horror, was Tom Jones doing a version of that one. So I thought I'd have to play the real version by the Talking Heads, just to make up for the sacrilege of Tom Jones performing it. Anyway, that was, as I say, Talking Heads with Burning Down the House. Before that, Roy Harper and the Loony on the Bus, and we started off with the Intergalactic Laxative from Donovan's album Cosmic Wheels. Classic there from the 60s, that album. Speaking of 60s classics, we've got three tracks coming up for you now from the superb Ogden's Nut Gone Flake by the Small Faces. Have a listen to these next three tunes and enjoy.
Now, the fly was overwhelmed with this deep generosity of Stendhal's give of the foodage, because all life lies stuff of a foodage. He looked at Stan and said, "Is there anything I can reciprocate or do in the joy of return for your generosity for giving me food and stuff, eh?" "Stan, I'm looking for the other half of the moon and dangly. This is my folly. Show me where the missing half of that moon." "I don't know," said the fly returly, "but I know someone who know. If only I were big enough to transport him most, I'd take it there myself. I would do this." And Stan, having the possessive power of the magic hold, stand it over, roll it up the sleeve, wavely hand, hovery, utter these magic word, "If all the flies were one fly, what a great, enormous fly for Lollipop that would bold. Oh, and there, incredible buzz. Oh, dear, hovery. Now the fly recoiled with these wordage. "Not only will I transport them there, but I'll sing it a deep joy of a song load in your eardrums. That I will do."
Yesterday, the sun is surely just a thought away. Where visions that men fail to put to words to tell, and music that they try but cannot play.
so, CT Comfy Bowl on the back of this enormous buzzy most of the fly, whoop, they took it off like an escape velocity of the rocket floating into orbit. Now, after floating high up over the mountain, through the deep valley of that, for 7 whole long days, they did a very soft and flat belly landing, if I may put it this way. Where they landed? A tranquil beauty spotted before a deep thunder mould of a foray. Like Orpheus in the Undergrope, there it was, and the fly said it, I must leave you here. And he pointed here with his sort of fly-type thing, gold, if it was all feathery, and said, Mad John, mark the words. He liveth in a cave there in this far deep foray, and he will transport for you and find it not only the moon itself which you look at, but the philosophy of life to itself. And Stan had a mutual joy for this, and reach up and cuddly most of this big fly, and very hard to embrace it and most kissy, and the fly tickling with his whiskers in his ear drove. And off he went.
An old man that lived in the greenwood. Nobody knew him or what he had done. But mothers would say to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. So here was a wise one who loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear.
So Stan walketh towards the cave, and in his mind, mark your word, Mad John. Deep focus on this, all a trembled, looking into the dark and peering into the back grove of black in there. And then appeared Mad John, in fine, fine, foldy silken robes, all whitely hair, scintillating beard and dangling. Well, the beard must have been 34 years old to grow it and grow it all night load. What? And he was glowing with a friendly light, oh dear, joy, and a voice full of a cockney, all joy of life and livid emanate from the cockload of his heartstrings. Called to see you, man. What's been your hang-up, man? I waiting 7 whole days for you. Not still worried about this late moon and dangly, huh? Stan, yes, that's why I sought you out here, and trittly how on the back of this fly, who told me. And John linked arms with him, and walking out stepper by stepper, and he pointed with a cockney forefinger gold. There, up in the heavenly bode. What? Stan realised, now, which it struck him like a smacker o' blurdy, which come out fraternity never thought us before. As the sun rises in the early morning, so the recoil of the moon on the eve. Ah, and he thought. Now, the fly had something extra special you thought to say to me if you wold. And John looked at him, and attracting his earnestly of his eyeballs, straight nose to nose and eye to eye bold for it. Of course, I nearly forgot it. Just you listen.
Life is just a bowl of old bread. You wake up every morning and it's there. So live as only you can.
It's all about, enjoy it. Cause ever since you saw it, there ain't no one can take it away.
So life is just a bowl of old bread.
Very true. What you say has made it very clear.
So be sure I'll live as best as I can.
But how can I remember to
to keep it all together. Then half the movie's taken away. I've got the benzene. If you can laugh and sing, give me that Happy Days toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, twist for a while. Well, when you're untogether and feeling out of tune, I sing this special song with me. Don't worry about the moon, looks after itself.
Sing now.
I give it a Happy Days toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while.
Yes. Well, now you've got my hang of it. There's nothing you can't do with it.
Well, if you're very true to it, you can't go wrong. Give us those Happy Days toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while. So now we've got the hang of it. There's nothing we can't do with it. And now we're very into it. We can't go wrong.
So remember the very special words. Happy Day Long Toilet Town newspaper reader in Chuckley Smiler. They all had a lovely turn. Gnomes came, Huckleberry Pickle took my thing gold, but Boy Blue left his horn stuffing under the settee and brought his mellotron and freaked them all out. Oh, what a mind blast. Jackie Jill, knees up Mother Brody. Oh, what a joy of a triddly howl there. I hope your turnout is three quarters half as lovely, won't you? Wouldn't hardly enjoy it. Stay cool, won't you?
Radio Xanadu.
Thank you.
Pink Floyd, of course, and from the album Metal, One of These Days. And before that, I hope you enjoyed the little triplet of tracks we played from the superb concept album from the Small Faces, Ogden's Knock on Flake. We heard The Journey, Mad John, and Happy Days, Toy Town. One of these days I'll play you the entire B-side of that. Well, it was a B-side back in the old days when we had big black plastic things called vinyl, and that's a story of Mad John and all that. That was the entire side two of that particular album. Anyway, got 33 minutes left of me. Along at 10 o'clock will be the People's Republic of Ansdell. They'll be taking you through till 11, and then between 11 and 1 the inimitable Mr. Russell Bland will be with you right here on Radio Xanadu. We broadcast every Sunday on 107 MHz FM, and we are the voice of free radio. Also, 24/7 online, radioxanadu.co.uk. Right, so we've had a bit of Pink Floyd, so speaking of the Floyd, here's something a little bit different for you.
We'll be right back. make a good man bad. Yeah, yeah. Money will make enough man mad. Yeah, yeah. Money will make virgin and virgin go to war. Forget about the good times. The bad will make it change your ways. You're not careful, it will make you lose your mind. Yes, if you worship it, destined for your fall. Very addictive, watch the selective. Nobody sell your soul, just for the money. When Jaja come, ain't nothing funny. Can't pay your way in a Mount Zion. If you have love, love in your heart, my friend. Yeah, yes. Ever remember when them used to beg a dollar? Ever remember when them used to beg for hunger? Now them get rich and a quad like big timer. Burn down the bridge that them cross over. Boy, you can't reach today and grow tomorrow. Don't you know that's the way life goes? Yes. Money and money and friend a friend. Me not put no money before my brethren. Them a worship and a kill for the dollar. Feed the love of money, man a kill them on a brother. Power is money, money is power. Materialistically, them get conquered.
You don't want to say
it are the root of all evil. Better you tell a man, me a beggar no. Don't bother mix up, you know the boy them something. Boy, if I trouble, you will get it on the double, 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 on the paper chase. Boy, I watch no face. When the little thing they want to done the place. Man, I defend for them dollars and cents, yeah. Don't bother play with your life, yeah, my friend. Well, money will make a good man bad, yeah, 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 yes. Money will make
of me on holiday when I was 5.
So with beer vouchers in my pocket, I gave the post office door a boot. Did a forwards roll to the edge of the curb and gave a clenched fist salute and screamed, hey, 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 it's Gyro Day, I'm so happy I could die. Hey, 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 it's Gyro Day and I'm H-E-P-D-Y. So through a drunken haze to the end of the day, from the bookies to the pub to the takeaway, past the fair weather friends whose acquaintance I made, who enjoyed all the drinks while Muggins here paid, over cracks in the pavement and the driving rain, to the house upon the hill where a lonely man stays, ignoring the landlord who stood blocking my way, obviously impressed with my kiss early that day, to the room up the stairs where my body shall lay, until next time. The best time until Gyro Day.
Text message. Hi Steve, Reese, it's Lola K here. I love the tune Who Is It Rock On. Well, that was Jagsy Dodd and the Original Sinners from the album Wake Up and Smell Yoffie. Glad you enjoyed that one, Lola. Gyro Day, the tune was called. And before that, the Easy Star All Stars from Dub Side of the Moon and Money. A little bit different. Hope you enjoyed it. Right, it's now 21:38, live here on Radio Xanadu 107 FM, and I shall play you some more music. A bit of David Lee Roth, and then some Zappa, I think.
Take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad. Boozy, boozy, bop, titty bop.
Your friends about this show.
Are you kidding? I'm telling everybody. Giggity goo ga.
Summertime Rocks with the Pirate.
Radio Xanadu.
With Steve West.
Most faithful listeners, Les Monk, of course, from Ellesmere Port. The Cars and Heartbeat City before that. Title track from Frank Zappa's album, Apostrophe. Started off with David Lee Roth and Just a Gigolo. Right, I've only got 6 minutes left, and it's around about this time of year. Oh, there's the kitten. It's always around about this time of year we all get our anoraks out, because August the 14th, which was yesterday, was the 43rd anniversary of the Marine Offences Act, which tried to shut down Free Offshore Radio way back in 1967. It failed, of course, because Caroline continued, but it was not a good day for free radio. So in order to celebrate or commiserate with that, I'm going to leave you rather with Johnny Walker to take up the story. People's Republic of Ansdell up next. This is the Voice of Free Radio on 107 MHz in the FM band Radio Xanadu. Thanks for listening. I've been Steve West. Speak to you later.
This is a story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London, spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard. But as each day passes, the moment of triumph draws nearer. The British people rally round. They send food, they send comfort, and they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London's skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Stonehouse starts to jam at 5:21. Then he goes home at 2 a.m. His dirty work is done. So watch out, Mr. Wilson. You have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you miss the bus. So who do you think you are hitting, Mr. Wilson? If you think
come in. Yes?
Ian, are you the one who's working on the Pirates Bill?
Well, yes, I've got something to do with it, I have, yes.
Well, I've got a proposition for you.